If you were distracted and not paying attention in the gospel, there is one word, a profound word, a powerful word that we need to listen to and understand. And the word is behold. We hear that throughout the gospels. Behold. We are asked to be captivated, to be moved beyond our distractions, our concerns, our worries, our thoughts, and to channel all our energy and all our attention in the moment. Because we're about to enter onto a holy mountain. God is about to reveal himself, his power. He's about to move. And in moving, he's going to move someone beyond their problems, beyond their concerns. And he's going to enter into a prayer with them. And in the prayer, God is going to reveal the power to heal, to reconcile, to respond. And in that moment, God seeks our awareness to his presence, to be attentive. To behold is to be held. All my attention, all my energy, all my force, all my ability to surrender to God everything in this moment. Because God is about to transfigure my life. He's about to transform my situation. And I need to be held by God in this moment and not be distracted by this world. The Lord says, behold this woman. Behold her. Watch her. Listen to her. Pay attention to everything that she says. Don't miss the moment. Be held in it. How many times we hear, behold the Magi, watch what they say. Be careful, watch them, listen to them. God is about to reveal himself to them. We hear the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. God is about to reveal himself, to make himself present. And we can't be worried about our distractions and our concerns and in our ambitions and our lustful thoughts. We need to be held in that moment, captivated by God's beauty, goodness, and truth, because God is about to teach you and I something that's worthwhile in learning. Behold. Behold, he says. Watch this woman. Listen to her. She's about to teach you a lesson. And the first thing that she does is when she comes into God's presence, it's as if she's interrupting him. His dining, his prayer, his conversation with God. We hear she's calling out, she's yelling out. How many times do you and I come to prayer and we never take a moment to behold God? To enter onto holy ground, to come up to a holy mountain. Jesus is the altar, the high priest, the sacrifice. Remember, he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. He is the through me to the Father. And when I get to the Father, I'm going to get the answer to my prayer. I'm going to get all the grace and blessing, the healing, the patience, everything that I need. The through me. But she's yelling out. How many times we come to Mass and we're just calling out, we're just saying prayers, we're just mumbling things that we know, but we never take a moment to behold God and allow God to behold us, to be held by him, captivated by his beauty, his goodness, his truth, to be aware that I am on holy ground in God's presence. And I need to be listening to him and not listening to me. She's calling out, and the Lord stays silent. I heard you, but I don't have to respond to you. How many times do we think like God has to do something for you? Remember, we broke the covenant. We sinned. We're disobedient. God doesn't owe you anything, and he does not have to respond to you, although he is listening and aware that you're speaking and attentive to your voice. Behold, watch her, listen to her. Then we hear that she comes back. The second time, she does him homage. She kneels before Jesus. She is showing respect, adoration, obedience. She's not yelling out anymore. She is adoring the Lord. Behold, we hear this of the Magi. Behold, we hear this of the Baptists. Homage. They're doing him homage. And this time, as she is still calling out to him, first time, she's like, Son of David, have pity on me. No response. This time, homage. And not an explanation point, but she simply says, Lord, help me. Help me. Behold her, watch her. She comes from this, how we pray, yelling and screaming at God as if God has to do something for you. And when God is silent, how many times do we say, God's not listening to me. He doesn't care. Oh, he's listening to you, but he doesn't have to respond. Until you pay him homage, you say, Lord, help me. And we hear Jesus respond. Not sent to you. It's not right to throw the food of the children of God to the Gentiles, to you other creatures, to the dogs. Watch her, behold her, pay attention. Then she says, please. Please, Lord, please. From yelling and screaming to homage to begging. What a beautiful way to pray. And Jesus says, Woman, great is your faith. You believed, you trusted, you put yourself in the presence of God. And you humbled yourself in the sight of God. And God answered her prayer. And she was aware of the through me. And she was attentive now. Instead of listening to her voice yelling and screaming, she's listening. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And she was able to hear the response to God. And it transformed her, it transfigured her, and the answer of the prayer helped and healed her daughter. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. We come into God's presence not yelling and not screaming, but we first do homage to God. Before we utter one word, we behold him so he can behold us and we can be held by him, captivated, so that we can truly share from our hearts what we need. And we can hear the blessing, the response to our prayer.